Michael was something, and David's car was damaged because of it. I almost, my car going down.
We're learning Perek mentions Chalitza. So Chalitza consists of three parts. You have to have Chalitza Sasandal. You have to take off the shoe from the right foot. Then you have the Rikike. And then you have the Kriyas HaPsukim. The Kriyas HaPsukim before, in the middle of Chalitza, and after the Chalitza. So there's a three-way Machlokes HaTanoim. How much is Ma'akev? How much is Miakev? So we paskin, like Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, the only thing that's Ma'akev is the Chalitza, the Rikika is not Ma'akev, and the Kriyas HaPsukim is not Ma'akev. Rabbi Lezer, who is the Rebbe of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Lezer disagrees on the last line of Kuvdala Namar Aleph, the last line of the Mishnah. He holds that the Chalitza and the Rikika are both Ma'akev, the Kriyas HaPsukim are not Ma'akev. He learns it up in the word Kocha. Kocha has the Mashmoes of Le'ikuva, has to be like so, has to be like this. So, but it says Kocha Yeyosa. So that's what he says on the top line of Kuvdala on the base. Kocha Yeyosa, Kol Shehu Maise is Me'akev. So the Kriyas HaPsukim is not a Maise, so that's not Me'akev. Only the Chalitza and the Rikika are Me'akev. Then the third sheet that doesn't appear here, but we saw on the margin, on the right-hand side, on Kuvdala and Aleph, next to the Mishnah, they refer you to the Tosfos and Saita, Perek El and Amorim. But Tosfos shows that there's a third opinion that everything is Me'akev. The question was, if it's not Me'akev, so what do you need it L'chatchila? So that's what the Tosfos writes. We discussed it when we first started the Perek. Tosfos in the end of Nida points out that when it comes to a mitzvah, you can talk about a mitzvah b'shalei Musa and a mitzvah shalom b'shalei Musa. If you have tzitzis, then you only have trelis, you don't have lavan. You only have lavan, you don't have trelis. So that's a mitzvah shalom b'shalei Musa. If you have trelis and lavan, that's a mitzvah b'shalei Musa. If you have a korban chata, so you're supposed to do zrikas on the four corners of the mizbech, that's a kiyum mitzvah b'shalei Musa. But if you only, we pass like b'shilo, that if you only do one zrika on one corner, so b'di'evad yiyotze. So why do you have to do four zrikas? That's a mitzvah b'shalei Musa, to do all the four zrikas on all the four corners of the mizbech. So that's the discussion in the Mishnah over here. We assume chalitza is a mitzvah, so that's why you have to have a l'chatchila deraisa. And a get, it doesn't make sense. That's what Tosfos says. And a get, it does make sense to say l'chatchila should be like this, and b'di'evad is good like that. If it's good b'di'evad, it should be good l'chatchila also. Midirabbanan, you have such things. Midirabbanan, you have l'chatchila, you should have written a get like this, and b'di'evad, the get is kosher even with that. But on the level of deraisa, Tosfos has a klal. It only makes sense to speak about l'chatchila and b'di'evad in the area of mitzvahs and a materna. So here the Tanoim we're discussing with Gzeres HaKosev, how much is Me'akev? The Svara here is, what do you see from Rav Lezer, the top line of Kuv Dalal on the base? If not for that pasuk Koch Eyase, you would have thought that it's not Me'akev. Koch means Li'ikuva. Koch tells you it's Me'akev, but since it's Koch Eyase, only Dov Shehu Maise Me'akev, so the Kriyas HaPsukim is not Me'akev. Why do you need a pasuk to say that something is Me'akev? There's a Tosis in the beginning of Zvachim, there's a Gemara in Zvachim, where the Gemara says that the Midrash HaTaren and Reshes Mehem are slightly different in the area of Kachim. Usually, let's say I have a Psukim, I learn out B from A, or Zerah Shavah or something, Kavachayim or something, then I want to learn out C from B. So that's called Lameidim Lamed Meralamed. And Kala Torah Kula, you can learn out Lamed Meralamed. You have a Torah Shabbat Ped Rosha, that the din from A carries over to B. Then you have another Torah Shabbat Ped Rosh, the din that was just brought over from A to B should extend to C as well. So in Kol HaTorah Kula Lamein Nidin Lamin Men HaLabe, and in Kochim Nat, and the Gemara has a whole sugya, a few blood Gemara, exactly when does the Klal apply? If the book Gzeres Shavah, if the first one is a Kal V'chaim, the second one is a Gzeres Shavah, the first one is a Gzeres Shavah, the second one is a Kal V'chaim, when does the rule apply? So you see from the Gemara though, that the Midrash HaTorah and Rosh HaSpam are slightly different in the area of Korbanis, than from Kol HaTorah Kula. The Midrash HaTorah and Rosh HaSpam are not always applied in the same way. For example, the Gemara has, because we have a pasuk indeed in the Foshes, Behitzila Ho'eda, so we always bend over backwards to darshan the Psukim Lahokal when it comes to Din in the Foshes. Let's say you have a pasuk and you want to darshan something, and there are two ways to say the drasha. You can say it like this, you can darshan like this or like that. So if you have a chacham has a slight netiyas hadas in one direction, that's good enough. Even though he can't really prove it, like libi omali, he has the feeling that the din should be that way. But in din nefashas, that's not good enough. If you just have libi omali, you have to have a stronger hechreach. Because of that pasuk that says v'hitzilahu edim. In Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says also, l'midah shatar nedresh spam are slightly different. You always go to chumrah. Because it says, shakitz shakzen v'saif t'savele kecherimu. So if you have any slight suffix regarding whether something in Avodah Zarah is also ba'noah, Avodah Zarah is also ba'noah, the tekrubis is also ba'noah, the noye Avodah Zarah is also ba'noah, the takshitim, and the mishamshi Avodah Zarah, the frying pans that they use, and the mizbech that they use, and the knife that they use, the shecht, all the four things are also ba'noah, Avodah Zarah, noye Avodah Zarah, mishamshi Avodah Zarah, and the tekrubis Avodah Zarah. So if you have a, you're not sure about how to darshan, how to establish a certain din, so if you have a slight antiyas hadas lahokel, so a slight antiyas hadas in Avodah Zarah is not enough. You have to be really convinced. You have a right to darshan the kula. If you're really convinced, lahokel is lahokel. But in Yoredeya, the Ramah writes, a chacham kin paskin, a tam chacham paskin, a shayla basa b'cholam, shayla hilchas Shabbos, shayla hilchas Nida. If he has a slight antiyas hadas, something is not so clear. If he has a slight antiyas hadas one way or the other, that's good enough. If he's a chacham she'igil or hirab, he's entitled to an opinion. Most rabbanim are not entitled to an opinion. But if a person is entitled to an opinion, then the Ramah says he can paskin based on a slight antiyas hadas, even lahokel, on a din deraisa, and lahachmer also. But indeed in the fashas, we have a pasuk v'hitzilah ho'eda, that a slight netiyas hadas lahachmer is not enough. And by Avodah Zarah, you have a pasuk shakitz shaksenu, so a slight netiyas hadas lahokel is not enough. You have to, whenever it comes to Avodah Zarah, you always go lachumra, because shakitz shaksenu. So here you have by kochim, by karbonis also, the midah shatar nedresh spam are slightly different. That the Gemara says, with respect to ein lemeidin lamed men alamed, kala tarkula lemeidin lamed men alamed, I derived the din by B from A, based on one of the midah shatar nedresh spam. Then I want to extend that din from B to C, based on another yalfusa. So you don't do that by kochim or kala tarkula, you do. So the Gemara has another klal, which Taisus in Zvachim Davdala claims is unique davket to kochim. So Taisus said, just like lamed the lam and alam, but you see the midah shatar and resh are slightly different in kochim. So Taisus holds this din also. The Gemara says in kochim, shin all of hakosav liyakev. The Gemara had a din when you bring a mincha in the Beis Hamikdash, you have solas, and then you pour in shemen. So you have matan shemen, then you do blila to stir it. So what if you poured the shemen, you didn't do the blila? So the Mishnah says in Menachos, Lo Balal is kosher. As long as you pour in the shem, you have the matan shem, you didn't do the blila, it's kosher. So Tosfos asks Akasha, here by this Tosfos, Kuf Dalal Mbeis, Dibra Mascha to Omer Abzeira. So you have all the narrow lines, before they become the medium-sized lines, where it says Vayikra Beis. So two lines before Vayikra Beis, it says Yim Tamar. Why is not Me'akev? Why do you say Lo Balal? They ask on the Mishnah. Mishnah says in Menachos, Lo Balal is kosher, sefek taisis frek takasha. We know that in kochim, a mincha is a carbon. We know that in kochim, the rule is that it's only me'akev if it's written twice, shin olav akosef. If it says it, if it only says it once, so it means it's only lechatchila, it's not me'akev b'rievet. If it's repeated, shin olav akosef, so then you say that it is me'akev. So taisis says, it says it many times. Bekama mekam et si mincha b'lo b'ashenem. Mincha's mesach says, ksiv tuva b'lulo, chem carbon nesim. Every day the Nisim brought mincha b'lul b'shemen. So true in Kochim, you have the midah that you need shin ala kasav. Here it says so many times. So Tosfos tells you how the Tanaim. Tosfos gives an answer. So the Tosfos in Zvachim on Davdala writes that klal that you need shin ala kasav liyakev, that's only in Kochim. It doesn't apply in kol haTorah kula. So the Chazanish in the Sefer on the Goyim, of all places, how many people read the Goyim? Chazanish in the Sefer on the Goyim has an essay about this. And in the big Mishnayis, the Tiferes is all Mishnayis, the Yochanan Boyos, so on the bottom of the page, they have the Mishnah Achreina. Zeroim, they have the Mishnah Rishayna, by the same author, and on Taris, he wrote the Mishnah Achreina. Very strong. He's not Mefarish the Mishnah. He tries to show Halacha Lamaisa, what's the din? And he'll quote from the Yerideya, from the Shach, from the Taz, and he'll try to see how the Mishnah, how you figure out the din from the Mishnah. Bottom line, Halacha Lamaisa. It's a very strong Chibur on Mishnayis. So the Mishnah Achrayna there on the Goyim and the Chazanish, I don't think the Chazanish quotes, Mishnah Achrayna came before him, way before. So they both say the same thing. They don't agree with that Taisus and Zvachim Dav Dala. The Midrash HaTorah and Rosh HaSpem, it's true. They are different in Kodshim, Baharaya, Lomid, Ben Alomid. Taisus proof in that Sugya. Sugya, the three blood Gemara there. But as far as Ishin Alavakos of Yaakov, that's not unique Davke to Kodshim. So the Chazon Ish quotes a few, Harchach said, this is one of them. The Tana says, it says Kocha Yosef, because it says Kocha, that has the Mashmos of Lihikuva, and you say Kocha Yosef, it's only Dabu Koshuhu, called Dabu Shuhu Maisa Miyakev. So that's how Rab Lezer established that not only the Chalitza is Miyakev, the Rikika is also Miyakev. So the Chazon Ish asks, if you say that in Kol HaTarakula, whenever you have a mitzvah, everything is Miyakev. So everything should be Miyakev over here. You should need the Svara Chitzani should be all three are Me'akev. The Kriyas HaPsukim with the Rikika, with the Chalitza, everything should be Me'akev. Well, you need a Pasuk to say that the Rikika is Me'akev. And the other Tana has a Pasuk to teach that the Kriyas Me'akev. Well, you need a Pasuk. You should have said on your own, everything is Me'akev. It's not Kochim. And call it Tarakula. So the Chazon Ish thinks that the Taisvus is not right. Nobody needs a Pasuk to tell you that the Chalitza is Me'akev. No one in his right mind is going to say that as long as he did the Kriyas HaPsukim and he did the Rikika, so they take them up for the shoe is not me'akev. That for sure is me'akev. Why? So the Chazon Ish says, that's the essence of the whole thing. Of course, we call it chalitza. We call it chalitza. So that we know on our own. The essence of chalitza is chalitza's hasandal. And the others are extra. So the question is, are they me'akev or not? So you need shina l'arkos me'akev. You need a yafusa to say that it's me'akev. I don't need a limut to tell me the chalitza is me'akev. That's the essence of the thing. Let's say, even in Kochim. You don't need a posik to say that if you don't have the Soren Soilus, that is Ma'akev. That's the basis of a mincha, is the Soren Soilus. You have to have a series of Eifel Soilus. If you want to say that the Shemin is something extra, the Belila is something extra, so that you discuss whether that's Ma'akev or not. So that, we should assume, the basis of the mincha is the Soren Soilus. That I don't need a posik to say if you have a Chatzi Soren, that you're not Yotze. But as far as the Blila, that you have the Pasuk, you have to have Shina Lakos of Yaakov. But it's not a klal that's unique to Kochim, it's a klal and kol HaTarakul and all the mitzvahs. It's shach to have l'chatchilim b'di'evit by mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah b'shalimusa, mitzvah shalom b'shalimusa. So the essence of the mitzvah, that of course is Me'akev. He's going to wear tefillin without any parshas. Going to have tefillin without ritzuah. So of course, that's the ABC. That's obvious. You're going to do chalitza without doing the chalitza. So there's no chalitza. That's the basis of the thing. You only need psukim on the other parts, on the extra parts. Is that also me'akev, but only the essence of that? From this gemara, the Chazon Ish shows from this and many other gemaras like that, he shows that klal, shina l'kos l'akev, is not restricted only to kochim. So here we learned the famous statement of Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira is commenting on the Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in Menachos that if you bring Samach Aleph Esrein and Bikli Echod in the Beis Hamikdash, you bring a person can volunteer to bring a mincha, one Esrein, two Esreinim, three Esreinim, 50 Esreinim. He wants to bring 60, that's the maximum. You can't bring more than Samach Esrein and Bikli Echod. If you bring Samach Aleph, so the Mishnah says that you're not Yotze. You can't do that. Why? Because you can't do Blila. It's going to spill over, it's going to overflow. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, but the Loi Bol Al Kasha, the Blila is not Me'akev. So Rav Zeira explains the Mishnah. He's just giving pshat in the Mishnah. If it's Roy Lebila, if it's Shayach, if it's Samach Esreinim or less, and it's physically possible to do Blila, then the din is, the Mishnah says, Loi Bol Al Kasha. Blila is not Me'akev. The Tanoim figured it out somehow. Even though it is repeated so many times, it's not Me'akev. But if it's not Roy Lebila, then it's not Me'akev. So this appears in different Gemaras. It says on the side, Bava Basra Pei Aleph. What's in Baba Basra Pei Aleph? The Gemara is talking about bringing Bikurim to the Beis Hamikdash. Bikurim is a mitzvah. So you bring Bikurim, there's Mikra Bikurim. Mikra Bikurim can only, the Kriyas Aram Yavir Avi, can only be recited by the farmer himself. Baruch HaSadam HaShem Asata Li Hashem. He asks HaKadosh Baruch, give me a bracha on the field that you gave to me. If I send it Aidei Shliach, the Shliach is a rabbi, he doesn't have any chelik in Eretz Yisrael. How can he say Baruch HaSadam HaShem Asata Li Hashem? So the Gemara says, if you bring the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, and you didn't do the Mikra Bikurim, the Mikra Bikurim is not Me'akev B'di'evit. You yotze the mitzvah shalo b'shleimus of Havas HaBikurim, and the Kohanim are allowed to eat the Bikurim. Let's say I was mafrish Bikurim. Bikurim has the same din like Truma. It's a combination like Truma and Ma'aser Sheni. Truma can only be eaten by Kohanim. It can be eaten anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. You don't have to eat it dafk in Yerushalayim. Ma'aser Sheni, can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, but it doesn't have to be eaten by Kohanim. Any Jewish person is tohar. He's allowed to eat pans and shein. So Bikurim is a hybrid. It has like a Kedushas Truma. The Mishnah says there are four things that have the Kedushas Truma. There's Truma, there's Maisa Ben HaMaisa, Truma's Maisa, then there's Chala, then there's Bikurim. So all four have exactly the same Chala Shem Truma. Usually, let's say a person eats a tray for food. It's a wee paskin. One Tana says, if you eat a kol shehu, you already get malchus. He eats a chatzishir, you get malchus. So we don't paskin like that. We paskin that you only get malchus if you eat a kazais. So what if I have a half a kazais of chazer and a half a kazais of basa b'cholof? So that's a machloikis. We paskin any surim, it's tar from zeh mzeh. You don't get malchus unless you ate a full kazais of basa b'cholof, a full kazais of chazer. But the Mishnah has, what if a person is not a Kohen, eats a quarter of a kazais of Truma, a quarter of a kazais of Maisa and a Maisa, a quarter of a kazais of Bikurim, a quarter of a kazais of Chala. So the Mishnah says, it's all the same thing, it's all called Truma. So since that's a Mishnah Me'ila, since it's Shirem Shavim and Shmosem Shavim, it's the same Shem Isser. The Shir is the same, the Shir is kazais, so it's Mitztarf. So Bikurim has a din Truma. That's why it has to be eaten by Kohanim, but it also has a Kedushas Maaser Sheni, has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So it's a mitzvah. So the mitzvah of Bishlei Musa is to bring the Bikurim to recite Arami Abidavi. Before the farmer brings it to the Beis HaMikdash, he'll just give it directly to the Kohen. The Kohen is not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat Bikurim until you bring it to Yerushalayim. You have to have Havas Mokam. You have to bring it to Yerushalayim. That's Mashlim, the Kedusha. The Gemara has, there are three things that need Havas Mokam. When you're mafresh a korban, let's say a person has a farm, he's mafresh a korban, he lives upstate New York, he has an animal farm, he's mafresh a sheep for a korban Pesach. So you have to fly, you have to bring the sheep to Eretz Yisrael, fly it to Eretz Yisrael, or take it by boat to Eretz Yisrael. That's not called havas makom, that's called chayvas tipul. The bala korban has to be metapul, wherever he has the korban. In Galil, or in the Negev, or in Russia, wherever he should use his sechel, it shouldn't be magdash or carbon in America. It's going to cost him a fortune to transport it to Eretz Yisrael. All the carbonists have to be brought to Beis HaMikdash to be makrav in Yerushalayim. That's called chayvas tipul. The balabai is the bala carbon has to be metapel l'havir in Yerushalayim. But there are three things that need havah smokin. Havah smokin means that kol zman you didn't bring it yet to Yerushalayim, it doesn't have the full kedusha. So one is b'chor behema tahira. Kol zman you didn't bring it to Yerushalayim, doesn't have the full kedusha. Then Maaser Sheni, Neter Revai, needs Havas Mokam. Bikurim, Bechor Behema Tehoira, and Maaser Sheni, Neter Revai. The Gemara learns out from Sukkim. These three things need Havas Mokam. So let's say the farmer's mafresh Bikurim. He gives it straight to the Kohen. So the Kohen is not allowed to eat it. It doesn't have the full Kedusha yet. After the farmer has, someone has to bring it to Yerushalayim, you have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. You have to bring it in the Beis HaMikdash. So then, even if he didn't recite Arami Abidavi, he has the full Kedusha and you fulfill the mitzvah. So that's the din, that the Kriyas HaParsha, Arami Abidavi, is not Miyakev, the Kohanim are allowed to eat it. But if the farmer didn't even bring it to Yerushalayim, or he brought it, didn't bring it into the Beis HaMikdash, then the Kohanim are not allowed to eat it. He wasn't Mekayem mitzvah of Havas Bikurim yet. So the Gemara says, true, the Mikra Bikurim, reciting Arami Abidavi, is not Miyakev. But if the Bikurim originally were hufrash by the farmer intended he's going to bring it himself. He's going to travel himself to Yerushalayim. And then later on, he doesn't bring it, and the Shaliach brings the Bikurim. So then the Gemara says, the Kriyas HaParsha is Ma'akev. So the Gemara says, why? So they say, like Rav Zera says, if it was brought by the farmer himself, and it was Roila Kriyas HaParsha, then Roila Bila ain't Bila Me'akev. If it's Roila Mikra Bikurim, but he just didn't bother to say it, he didn't say Arami Abadavi, so you Yotze B'dieva. But if it's not Roila Mikra Bikurim, the Shliach can say, Avarach HaSadam HaShem HaSata Li HaShem. In a Reshis, Reshis Bi HaDam HaShem HaSata Li HaShem. It's not HaShem HaSata Li HaShem. It's not his farm. It's not his field. There is an institution. You can send Bikurim HaGdei Shliach. The Gemara says there in Bava Basan, that's only when he cut it off in the ground, when the farmer designated, as Bikurim had in mind from the very outset that he's not going to bring it himself. He's going to send it out HaGdei Shliach. Then there never was Neschayev in Mikra Bikurim. But if lechatchila, when the farmer designated as Bikurim, is Koreshen Bikurim and Mechuba, then he's Koitzerit. So when he's Koitzerit, he had in mind from the very outset that he's not going to bring it himself. He's going to send it out to Shlil. So it was never Neschayev in Mikra Bikurim. So then you don't say, Ein Eroi Le Mikra Bikurim Bikur, the Kriya is Ma'akev. So that we understand also, that's a mitzvah. That's how the Shagazari explained. Shagazari disagreed, we went through last week. Shagazari said, the only time you say, Rav Zeir is klal kol she'en eroi labil labil imyak eves boy, if you're dealing with a mitzvah, and the mitzvah lechatchili should be done, bishleimuso, you should do chalitza with kriya, with kriyas hapsukim, with rikike. And you didn't do the rikike, you didn't do the kriyas hapsukim, so it's not miyak eves boy. But if it's very much a loy bishleimuso, let's say instead of taking off a leather shoe, you took off, so we pass, and it's not good, it has to be a leather shoe. If it's too much a loy bishleimuso, it's no good. So even if the shoe is leather, he didn't do kriya because not roy la kriya. He's an ilim. Ilim v'ilemus. Or cheresh ena shameh v'ena medaber. Zena medaber. An ilim ena medaber is not roy la kriya sabsudim. Then it's too much. Shaloi b'shleimus. Even if he would have wanted to, he's not able to do the kriya sabsukim. So that's too much shaloi b'shleimus. That's why you're not yitz. That's what the Shagazari said. The only time he claims against a group of Rishonim, the only time you apply the rule, cheresh ena roy la dila bili me'akebes, if you're dealing with a mitzvah, and the mitzvah l'chatchila should have been done b'shleimusa. So if you do a little bit shalom b'shleimusa, so we learn that from psukim, sometimes it's not miyakev. But if it's too much shalom b'shleimusa, then you have to draw a line. It is miyakev. So if you didn't do kriyas ha-psukim because ain't a right to kriyas ha-psukim, that's too much shalom b'shleimusa, then you're not yurt. That's what the Shagasari says. So the problem is the Gemara in Kiddushin, as the famous din. When a person, Kiddushin daf chafei, so it's a famous din. A person goes to mikveh, tells about a zav. A person is tummy. The pasuk happens to be speaking about a zav. So it says, whatever the zav touches, he touches a person, touches kelim, is mekabel tumah. Only if he didn't go to the mikveh. Once the zav, a zav needs a mayon. A zav is a mikveh, is not even good enough, he needs a mayon. Okay, details. So it says in the Chumash, the yodav lo shatav ba mayon. If the zav wasn't tevel yet, then whatever he's going to touch is going to be metame. If he was toivel, that's good. So what kind of a lotion? The yod of loshata b'mayim means I touch you with my hand. So if I dip my hands in the mikveh, then I touch you, then you're not tame. There is no such thing. You dip your hands in the mikveh, you still, everything is tame. You have to have tfilas kol guf b'masachas. Can't stick in one hand, and the other hand, and one leg, then the other leg. You have to have tfilas kol guf b'masachas. So the pasuk is misleading. Why to say that whatever the zav touches, the yod of loshata b'mayim, so then it's going to be tummy. That's not true. It doesn't depend on yodav lo shatamayim. So the Gemara says what it means is my yodav mi baroi of koli baroi. You have to be tevel the whole goof bevasachas, but you don't have to open your mouth. There's no need for opening your mouth for the water to go inside. You don't have to open your eyes because the mouth is beis hastorim and the eyes are beis hastorim. So you don't need tefillah in the beis hastorim. All right? So if you don't need tefillah in beis hastorim, so let's say you have a chatzitza on the outside of the body. So what's so bad if you have a chatzitza? The person has a bandage or he has something. He has something very tight. He has a band-aid, something very tight. So the dinam of chatzitza on the outside of the body, chatzitza means there's no bias mayim. The mikveh water is not touching. So the din of chatzitza shouldn't apply inside the mouth. You don't need bias mayim. So the Gemara says, no, kidder abzeret. Even though you don't need bias mayim inside the mouth, but if it's royle bias mayim, then it's not miyakev. But if there's a chatzitza, it's not royle bias mayim, then it is miyakev, kidder abzeret. So the question is, what's a tzushtel to Reb Zeir? According to the Shagasari, according to the Shagasari, seems to be holding. Taisus Mavabasra doesn't hold like the Shagasari. So it says, what's wrong if you bring a mincha samach alach esrayim and you can't do blila? So blila is not miyakim. So what's the logic in Reb Zeir, in Reb Zeir's comment? Say in a royle blila, then the blila is miyakim. So Taisus says, not the mincha that the Torah described. It's like bringing mincha min akitnius. They didn't say what the Shagazari said. They said that's not the way the Torah described it, so it just doesn't work. That svara, that can apply even in an area where it's not a mitzvah. Shagazari didn't like what Taisa said. He thinks that the pshat is, it's a mitzvah, shalom b'shleimusa is sometimes good, but if it's very much shalom b'shleimusa, then it's no good. If you're not royle b'lila, then it's too much shalom b'shleimusa. So that's what Taisa in Kiddushin seems to be going like the Shagazari said. Yes, kakasha. When a person goes to the mikveh, a mikveh is a matir. It's metahir. So b'di'eved, you don't need bias mayim. Do you need lachatchila to open up your mouth? There isn't even a hida lachatchila to open your mouth that the water should... You don't have to open your eyes, you don't have to open your mouth even lachatchila. So if you don't even need it lachatchila, so what is it? By the mincha lachatchila, you need blila. If you didn't do blila, it's an incomplete carbon. So a little bit incomplete is acceptable. You make the mitzvah shalom b'shleimusa lag bolo. But if it's so incomplete that you couldn't even do blila if you would try samachalach b'sem klechad, that's too incomplete, then you're not yaitzei the mitzvah, it's too much incomplete. But by tefillin and mikveh, it's a matir. If it's muta b'dieved with keeping your eyes closed and keeping your... Also, the same thing, the bottom of the feet is also called beis hastorim. The Rashi Mishnayis Mikvos writes that some women had the practice, they used to jump in the mikveh. After they were submerged under the water, they would jump up, so the water would reach the bottom of their feet. So he says that that's a joke, not necessary, because the bottom of the feet is also considered beis hastorim, because normally when you're standing, the bottom of the feet are not exposed, and you say, Mayoda bi barai, afkoli barai, you only have to have bias mayim, and that part of the body that's on the outside, on the surface. So you don't need, bias mayim in the eyes, and you don't need bias mayim in the mouth, so you don't need bias mayim on the bottom of the foot either. So Tosis asks, but tefillin mikveh is not a mitzvah that should do a mitzvah b'shlei musa, and talk about mitzvah shalav b'shlei musa. If it's muta b'dieved, it should be muta l'chatchila. So they ask, since you don't even need l'chatchila bias mayim inside the mouth, so why should chatzitza in the mouth be a problem? Why are you worried about chatzitza in the mouth? Tosis gives a shveri answer. The kasha is a good kasha, especially according to the Shagazari. You're not dealing with a mitzvah. You say you're doing the mitzvah shalom b'shalom musa very much. You don't even need l'chatchila to have bias mayim in the mouth. So what's the problem if there's a chatzitza in the mouth? So Tosis gives an answer. It's a gzeris hakosuf, because it says baruch, it says kol b'sar b'mayim. Kol sounds like everything, but we don't have to steer between the two psukim. One pasuk in Rachat says, "Kol b'sarai, any part of the body, I don't have to have the water in the mikveh touch my heart. What am I going to do? Cut off my chest? What do you want? The water doesn't have to touch my brain. I'm going to have to crack open my skull, but to open the mouth, that's so." On the one hand, it says Rachat's kol b'sara, anything that's possible. The other pasuk says yadav, so it's a stira. So the answer is yadav. You need biasmaim, and kol b'sara, you need royal biasmaim. So Tosis explained, it's not really the same as the way Tosis and the Kasha was understanding like the Shagasari, that the idea of Rav Zeir is that it's a mitzvah very much a lo b'shalei musa, so by tefillah, what's the problem? The mitzvah b'shalei musa without opening in the mouth. So they gave an answer, a funny answer. The Ritva, not Gemara, in Kiddushin Dav Chafeh, has a famous answer. He says that the Gemara applied Rav Zeir's idea. It's not, he didn't invent it. Rav Zeir is just interpreting the Mishnah Menachah. Mishnah Menachah says, Lo bala l'skoshen. So Rav Zeir's idea, the Gemara applies it to chatzitz in the mouth, it's only midirabon. On the level of the Raisa, it doesn't make any sense, because you don't even need l'chatchila b'yasmayim. You don't even have to open your mouth at all. So what does it bother me if you have a chatzitz? You can't say it's very much a lo b'shalei musa. You don't need b'yasmayim in the mouth. So there's some achreinim who think that we should really accept like the Ritva. Usually, let's say a person has a temporary filling, a person has stitches in the mouth, so the shalav chatzitze, so some achrenim start off right away, right off the bat, you're dealing with a trade the rabban, because the chatzitze in the mouth is only the rabban to begin with, they think we really pass on like the ritva. And then how much of a chatzitze is a roiv of the mouth? No, it's a miyut. The chatzitze and the miyut is only mid the rabban to begin with, so you're dealing with the double the rabban, so if there are additional tzdadim lahakel, midirabbanon, but it's a weaker din the rabbanon. Like on Shabbos, we don't allow a mirul anachri to do a mitzvah, but we allow if it's a shvuz de shvuz b'makom mitzvah, you do shvuz de shvuz. A double the rabbanon on top of the rabbanon. So double the rabbanon is lower level than a chad the rabbanon. He says that a double the rabbanon is a lower level than a chad the rabbanon. That's what several achrayim assume like that. But we assume like the ritva, many hold like that. Assume like the Ritva, that chatzitz in the mouth is only the Rabbanon to begin with. It's only going to be a miut to begin with, so it's a double the Rabbanon. It's a din, but it's a lower level din Rabbanon. So if it's dodim lahakel, so there's room to be mekel. Why do they say like that? Because in Shulchan Aruch, they think maybe the Mechaber holds like that, that like the Ritva. Why? What do the Mechaber say that should lead them to believe that he holds like the Ritva, it's only the Rabbanon? Chabad doesn't say b'feirish one way or the other, but the chatzitza inside the mouth. If something's stuck, you have a bone stuck in between the teeth. That's the example the Gemara gives in Kiddushin. The shivcha of Rabbi Yudah Nasi was tevel in the mikveh, and then she realized she had a bone caught in between her teeth. So she asked Rabbi what she should do. He said, take out the bone, and then you have to be tevel the second time, because that's a chatzitza. And the beis hastorim, and a chatzitz beis hastorim, passels the tefillah. So the Shulchan Aruch says like this, that a person was tevel in the mikveh, and then after they come out of the mikveh, they realize they have a half an hour later, they realize they have a chatzitza. They don't remember whether the chatzitza was there before they went to mikvah. Maybe the chatzitza developed that ink. They don't remember if the ink was there before they were toivel, or the ink came after they were toivel. So that's a real suffix. So we say you have to be toivel again a second time. But if a person comes out of the mikvah and then they realize they have something, half an hour later, push their tongue around, they realize they have a chatzitza, a miut hamakbid, it's annoying them. That if you have a suffix whether the chatzitza was there before you were toivel or only developed after you were toivel, you ate something afterwards. You're not sure whether the chatzitza came from the food that you ate half an hour after you came out of the mikveh. Chatzitza was there from before. So it says in the mechaber that you make. Why does it make a difference whether chatzitza on the outside, chatzitza on the inside? If it's like Tosfos, the chatzitza on the inside is a pasuk. It's a real din d'oraisa. And the stuff like chatzitza is becheska shaloi toval. So you have to be toval again. So it should be the same in the inside. So one gets the impression, perhaps, that the mechaber meant to say chatzitza in the mouth is only midrabbanon to begin with. It's a double derabbanon. It's only based on starim, and it's only a miut. So if you have a suffix, you have a right to say sarki rabbanon kul. So Moshe Feinstein has in his tshuvas, he writes, he doesn't think that it's mukhrach from the Shulchan Aruch that chatzitza inside the mouth is only the rabbanon. He says like this. He says if a person is toivel with a chatzitza on the outside of the body, the tefillah in the mikvah hipsach garnish done. If you have a chatzitza, the tefillah is nishkin tefillah. But if the person has a chatzitza inside his mouth, you don't need bias mayim inside the mouth. But according to Tosfos, zeres hakos brachot says kol besara kol, and the word kol contradicts the word yodav. So you come up with this idea. Although you don't need bias mayim, but if you have a chatzitza inside the mouth, it's a poisel. So it means you did a tefillah, you were toivel in the mikveh, but the chatzitza passed the tefillah. So whenever you have vaday toval and a sofik, there's a poisel, so that's becheskel shetoval. It is a good tefillah. If you have a chatzitza on the outside of the body, you didn't get the first base. You didn't do a tefillah in the mikveh. So you have a sofik, whether the chatzitza was there from before or not, so that's a sofik toval, sofik loy toval. But if the person was toivel and no chatzitza is on the outside of the body, he has a chatzitza inside the mouth, so that's a poisel of the tefillah. So if he has a suffix whether the chatzitza inside the mouth is there before the tefillah developed after, so it's a vaday tefillah with a suffix poisel. So that's becheskes that it was toivel. That's what Moshe has. That'll be miut makbid. He'd like to take off the bandage. Doesn't want the bandage to be there forever.
In the bottom of the foot.
Oh, same thing. That's called Beis HaStarim, yeah. Chatzitz in the Beis HaStarim. Well, pasul. You have a lot of dinim. Sometimes there's room to be mekel on chatzitzis inside the mouth. Rav Moshe has chubas. There's a steer in the chubas of Rav Moshe. So if you don't ask the family, if you don't ask Rav David Feinstein, it looks like it's a contradiction. Rav David explains. Rav Moshe doesn't always explain everything in the chubas. So that's the din. See, Hittaisis has another kash. Taisus at the bottom has a kash. The din is when you bring karbanis to the Beis Hamikdash, most of the karbanis yochid, you need smicha. You have to put. And the Chumash says the samachas yado. Samachas yado sounds like you only put one hand. Targumenis and Menazil the samach yado. He writes samach yad yamino, but that's keneged what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you have to do smicha b'shtei yadayim. You have to do smicha with the both hands. What if a person brings a karban to the Beis Hamikdash and he failed to do the smicha? So the Gemara says, you yotze the korban b'diavad even if you didn't do the smicha. It's not miyakev. So Tosfos has a kasha. In fact, Tosfos has a kasha over here, and a few places that have the same kasha. What if a person will send the korban al day shliach? So the din is that the shliach cannot do smicha. Smicha is one of the things can only be done by the bala korban himself. He can't do al day shliach. So they ask, so how can it be good if the person was mafresh a korban and he planned to bring it himself? If melechatchila he plans to send the korban on a day shliach, so it's like you are mafresh bikurim and you intended melechatchila to send the bikurim by day shliach. So from the very outside, you're not at the first base. There wasn't any inyan of Arami Aviravi there. When it was mafresh the bikurim, he planned to send it on a day shliach. There isn't going to be any mikra bikurim. But if he's mafresh bikurim, planning is going to bring itself, and then something comes up and he can't bring it himself. He sends it on a day shliach. So then the Gemara says in Baba Basa Pei Aleph, I said, Teignish, because Ena Roy Le Kriyas HaPsukim, so the Kriyas Me'akev, the Kriya of Arami Avadov is Me'akev. So Teis says, why don't you say the same by Korbanis? So if the person is Mafrish HaKorban intending to send out a Dei Shliach, he lives in New York. He's Mechal Shabbos B'Shoikik. So he wires money to the Beis HaMikdash. He says, please bring a Korban Chatas on my behalf. So he's not going to travel there. He's going to stay in New York. So from the very outset, he told them, bring a chatas and we're not going to do smicha. I'm not going to be there. Bring a chatas on my behalf. But if he lives in Eretz Yisrael and it is mafresh a chatas, he plans to bring in himself and do smicha. Then something comes up and he says, "Alayde shliach." So why don't you say kol she'ena roi lesmicha smicha me'akeves by? That's Taisa Kash. So Taisa says that the Gemara has a drasha, azav and azava have to count shivinikim. Usually a person is tummy, so he goes to the mikvah. If a person is tummy mace, he has to wait 7 days and then go to the mikvah. In the 7 days you have to have hazar shlish and shvi, pour aduma water. And after you do hazar shlish and shvi, then erish nani, you can go to the mikvah and be matayr. A woman is a nida, has to wait 7 days. So azav and azava need shivinikim. Anida doesn't need shivinikim. She has the riyaz dam on Tuesday. Tuesday till Monday is 7 days. If the dam ends by shkia by Monday, she can go to mikvah Monday night. But azav and azava need shivinikim. So they have to make bidikas every day to make sure that they have shivinikim. So the pasuk says by azav, the tohar mizovo shivas yam yisperulo. She can make bidikas shivinikim, and then he can be toivel on the mayon. Azav needs tefillah and amayah. So the Gemara in Megillah, in the first parak of Megillah, the Gemara has a drosha. Yeah, nizobo v'lo minigo. Oh, here. It's four lines from the bottom of the Tosha. V'le dashinim b'toros kohanim. Tosha b'toros kohanim. On the side it says, v'cheinu b'gemar Megillah, davches. Gemar Megillah quotes that brisa from the toros kohanim. Chiyetar hazav nizobo, v'sofa lo shivas yomim, v'acha yitar. So the toros kohanim has a drosha. Nizobo v'lo minigo. Means the person is a mitzoira, he has a neged tzaras, that's a big tumor, and then he becomes a zav on top of that. So he's both a zav and a mitzoira. So he wants to count the shivinikim. The tzaras didn't disappear yet, he still has the neged tzaras. So the Torah Kalim has a drosha, that's okay. Chiyitar azav mizovo, if the ziva ended, ziva is a medical condition, if the ziva ends, he goes to a doctor and he gives him medication. So the ziva ends and he counts shivinikim, even though he still has the negat tzaras, it's still good. So what's still good? What does it mean? So the three shitas in the Rishonim, what it means. The Gemara never spells out exactly what does it mean, the drasha, the chitra azam mizova, mizova v'lo minigo. So the first pshat is, the person cannot be toivel and a mayon, azav needs a mayon. Anybody else who's tani can either be toivel and a mikvah or a mayon. A mayon means a fountain of water. The source of the water is from under the ground. And a mikveh is the rainwater, melted snow, or the rainwater. And a mayon, the source of the water is from under the ground. There's a water cycle. All the water comes from the sky. The Chazal knew that. All the water comes from the sky. But if it runs under the ground long enough, and then it shoots up like a fountain, so then it has the din of a mayon. That's a discussion in Poskim. How long does it have to run under the ground? But all the water comes from the sky, that they knew. So there's a din, a zav needs a mayon, and everybody else can either be tovel in a mayon or in a mikveh. So the pasuk said, v'chiyitar azav mizovo, even though he's a mitzoira and the tzaraz didn't disappear, but the ziva was cured, so he can count shivinikim. So the first opinion is the me'iri there, and Megillah quotes this opinion. He can count shivinikim even though he's still a mitzvah, but he can't go to mikveh. What do you mean? Mayon? He's going to be toivel on a mic to get rid of the tumah ziva, but he has a bigger tumah on his head. He has the tumas negatzaras, and that's like toivel v'sheretz biyodeh. That's a shaila. What do you mean toivel v'sheretz biyodeh? The Gemara has an expression. A person became tomei because he's holding on to a dead sheretz. A live sheretz is not mitami. There are shmoyna shrotzim amurim atarim. Chumash lists off 8 rodents that if you touch them when they're dead, so it's mitameyu. It's mitamei b'maga. Mitamei b'maga. So a dead animal, let's say the meat that they sell in the A&P, that's a dead animal. That's not a rodent. So that's mitamei b'maga u'b'masa. And if it's a dead person, a Jewish person, then it's mitamei b'maga b'masa u'b'ocha. But a sheretz is only mitamei b'maga. It's not mitamei. If it's wrapped up, if the dead sheretz is wrapped up, and you pick it up, that's masa, but you didn't do mago if you're wearing a glove. So you're doing masa, you're picking up, you're not doing mago, so then a sheretz is not metame b'masa. And a dead nevela, nivlas behemis metame b'mago u'b'masa, and odam, we call it mace, we don't call him a nevela. A behemi, we call a nevela, it's only metame b'mago u'b'masa. Odam is called a mace, a mace metame b'mago u'b'masa u'b'oho. The Gemara has a din. The Gemara has in the end of Yuma, if a person says vidui and he didn't do tshuva, it's ketovel v'sheretz biyodeh. So the vidui is a joke. The vidui didn't accomplish anything. So the Pasha Pshat, What do you mean the person said vidu, but he's still doing the avera? So the vidu is meaningless. Nothing was accomplished. Is that what it means? Tovel v'sheretz biyodai? The person became tamei by touching a sheretz. He's still holding on to the sheretz in his hand without a chatzitza. He became tamei, still holding on. Then it's tovel in the mikveh. So you say the tefillah doesn't get off the ground at all? I say no. The tefillah was metayer him from the tumah from before, but he just says mekabel tumah again. He's holding on to the dead sheretz after he finished the tefillah in the mikveh. So that's a discussion in the Rishayim. Tovel v'sheretz biyada means the tefillah doesn't even begin. There's no tefillah at all. It prevents the tefillah from being chal. It's still holding on to the source of the tumah. Or they say no. The tumah that he got 5 minutes ago by touching the dead sheretz is removed. But after he comes out of the mikveh, so now he's mekabel tumah again from the sheretz. So the Gemara gives the comparison. One, he recites vidui, and he didn't do tshuva, it's ketovel v'sheretz biyada. Over there, it means it doesn't get off the ground. The vidui is garnished, it's a joke. The fact that the Gemara makes a tzushtel, a mashal, so it would appear as if tovel v'sheretz biyada doesn't get off the ground. So that's what the Meiri holds like that. Meiri quotes that opinion. Chiyitar azav mizov, a person is a mitzoyra, and he's also a zav. And he counts shivinikiyim, so even though he's a mitzoyra, the shivinikiyim are good. But can he go to the Mayan can the Zab be Toivel in the Mayan to remove the Tumah Ziva? No! It does make sense, he says. It's Toivel v'sheretz biyodai. He has a bigger Tumah on top of him. He has the Tumah's Tzaras. Tzara is Metami Bo'ohel. We learned the other day, Zab is not Metami Bo'ohel. Tzara is Metami, not exactly all, it's Metami Bibia. We gave the differences, the previous Dap on the base. Tosafot gave the differences between. But Metzora is a bigger tumah. Basically, it's a bigger tumah. Metzora is not allowed to be anywhere in the Ayaras HaMekav Eschaim Moish Yishuv Benun. Azav is allowed to go. He's not allowed to go in Harabais, but he's allowed to go in Yerushalayim. He's permitted to walk into Ayaras HaMekav Eschaim. And Metzora is a bigger tumah. So the first opinion in the Miri is, Chiyitar Azav Mizova, the only thing, Mizova of Lominigo, you can count Shiva Nikiyim. If the Ziva ended and the Shivinikim is good, even though he still has the Tumas Tzaras over his head, but if he's going to be Teufel while he's still a Mitzor, that's no good. If that's Teufel, the Sheretz Biyada, that's no good. The other Shita is no. The Rambam holds, he can be Teufel in the Mikveh, in a Mayan, the Zav can be Teufel, and he will no longer have the Tumas Ziva. He'll have the Tumas Mitzor, but he won't have the Tumas Ziva. But he can't bring the Korban. Can't be Mishaleach Korban Oisav to the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, a Tomei can be Mishaleach Korban Oisav. The Gemara beginning of Chagiga says, a Tomei, Tosis quotes it, Chagiga Davdalet. A Tomei may be Mishaleach Korban Oisav to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rambam says, that's if the Bala Korban is Tomei, a Rishon Letuma. Someone went to a funeral, and the Mace is Avi Avais HaTuma. So the one who attended the funeral becomes an Af HaTuma. Whenever Tuma is transmitted, it goes down a Madrega. That's Gemara, the first daf in Bava Kamma. By Tumah, it's told the same, Lav Kayetzebehem. Tumah is transmitted, so the mace is considered Avi Abayis HaTumah, the highest level. One who touches the mace or attends the funeral becomes an Av HaTumah. It goes down a Madrega, then he shakes my hand. I didn't attend the funeral. He makes me into Rishon LeTumah. Then if I touch some food, I make the food into a Sheni LeTumah. Then if the food touches Truma, makes it into a Shlishi. You go back to Til Chamishi. Every time the Tumah is transmitted, it goes down, goes down, goes down. So the Rambam writes, yes, Tomei Mishaleach Korban Oisav, but not if he's an Av HaTumah. If he's a Mitzoyra, he can't be Mishaleach Korban Oisav. So what does it mean, L'chiyitar Azav Mizovu, Mizovu, V'lo Minigoy? So the Rambam learns, not like the Mi, where you can't even be Tovel, because Tovel is Sheretz Biyada. The Rambam learns, you can count Shiva Nikiyim for Azav, and you can go to Mikvah also, and you won't have Tumah Azav, you'll just have Tumah Mitzoyra. He can't be Mishaleach Korban Oisav, because he's a Mitzoyra. Mitzoyra is an Av HaTumah. Rav HaTumah cannot be Mishaleach Korban Oisav. So Tosis has a third shita. Tosis says, the Gemara never says that a difference between an Av HaTumah and a Rishon LeTumah. The Rambam, he had Rias from the Gemara. Tosis holds, even an Av HaTumah can be Mishaleach Korban Oisav. So Tosis learns a third pshat when the Toras Kahanim has that Rosha, V'chein hu b'gemara Megillah Davches, V'chitar Azav Mizov, V'zov Lo Minigo. It means, the person is a Mitzor, then he became a Zav, he counts Shivanikim. He can count Shiva Nikim, even though he's a Mitzora. He can be Toivel in the Mayon to remove the Tumas. Can bring the Azav has to bring Korbanis in order to complete the Tahara process. He can't walk into the Harabais. He's a Zav, he's not also to go into the Harabais. Whoever has Tumah Yotzel and the Gufot, not allowed to go into the Harabais, but he can be Mishaleach Korbanis. So Tosis says that's the Mokker. How did the Chazal know that smicha is not miyakev. Why didn't they say smicha is not miyakev if it's royal smicha? But if you send a korban avdei shaliach, I was mafrish the korban in tanik and bring it myself, and then I send it avdei shaliach. So why don't you say kol sheina roi le smicha smicha miyakev is boy? Why didn't the Gemara ever say such an idea? So Tosh says, no, we have a pasuk that says that it's wrong. It's pasuk of chiyitar as a mizovu, mizovu, velo minigoy. And Tosh says, learns the third pshat. Not only can he count shevin akiyim, not only can the zav be toivul, the zav can even be mishaleach korban oisav. He can send the korban, even though he's not right to do smicha at all. So you see that the smicha is not miyakev. The question is, he can dig zach. Because the Gemara in Bava Basra said about bikurim. If I was mafrish bikurim, intending to bring it myself, so it lent itself to Kriyas HaParsha. And then I come to Yerushalayim and I don't recite Arami Avirovi, so without the Kriyas HaParsha, Yoytze. But if I was mafrish to Bikurim intending to bring it myself, then I give it to a shaliach. So the Gemara says, no good, because now it's not Roy, the Kriyas HaParsha. If so mafrish to Bikurim from the very outset I plan to send the Raide Shaliach, then the Gemara says, there's no prop. It never had a chiyuv of Kriyas HaParsha, because he intended from the very outset. When he was kotzered from the ground, when he detached the bikurim from the ground, he got the kedushas bikurim, planned from the very outset that he's going to send the Raide Shaliach. So here also, what's the raya that the smicha is not miyakev, even though it's not royal smicha? If the fellow is, he was a metzora and a zav, and then he counts shiv and ikim, and then he goes toivel and a mayon, and then he's mafrish a korban, but he's still a metzora. So he had in mind from the very outset, he's mafrish a korban, he's not going to bring it in person, he's going to have to send the Raide Shaliach. He can't bring in a carbon, he's a Mitzvah. He can't walk in Yerushalayim. He can't go anywhere near the Beis HaMikdash. So maybe you just see from the Pasuk, the smicha is not me'akev, if from the very outset he was mafrish the carbon intending that a shliach is going to bring it. Because the guy's still a Mitzvah. So of course he had in mind the shliach is going to bring it. But maybe if he intended melech atchili, he's going to bring the carbon himself and it lends itself to the chiyuv smicha, maybe then the smicha is me'akev. Maybe I should say, if he sends like the shliach al pidin cannot do smicha. Kol sheina roi le smicha, smicha miyakev. Should be parallel to the din. Taisis is putting it together with this din of Rav Zera. Should be similar to the din by the that could take a lifetime. That's the question.
It's roi le smicha.
No, but right now he sends the korban ade shliach today.
But it's roi le.
I don't think right now it's not roi le smicha. Women don't have a chiyuv smicha, so that's never a problem. The din of smicha is only v'abel b'nei Yisrael. So usually b'nei Yisrael means v'lo gerim, or b'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael. Usually you darshan one or the other. So here the opening pasuk in Vayikra, v'abel b'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael. What do you mean? Women can volunteer a korban oila, the first parshan. So the Gemara says they can volunteer, but the next pasuk is of samach yado smicha. So the women don't have a chiyuv to do smicha, and Tosfos learned they don't have those. They're not a chiv to do smicha, so they're not allowed to do smicha. Because when you do smicha, you lean on the animal, b'chol koich, you lean on the animal in such a way that if you take away the animal, the guy's going to fall down. Smicha b'chol koich. So that's mishtamish b'kotchim. And you have a pasuk, l'sav b'chol sherech, l'sogaz b'chol tzenech, gizu avoyda zos. That's called avoyda b'kotchim. It's not called me'ila. Me'ila is if you get hanoah from the carpet. The guy's not getting any hanoah from leaning on the animal. He'd rather not lean on the animal, but it's called avoyda b'kotchim. Yeah, the women bring a korban without smicha, yeah. But you learn that from the pasuk, b'nei so the women don't have an obligation to do smicha. Then there's a machlekes hatanim, are they permitted to do smicha if they want to volunteer it? Because the women, this man b'yishen apparently felt cheated. They very women feel cheated. Why can't they daven for anoma? Why can't they get an aliyah? Why can't they blow shofar? Why can't they read the Megillah and so on? So in the days of the b'yishen, the women felt very cheated. Why can't they do smicha? They come to the Beis HaMikdash. The men are doing smicha. The women bring a korban without smicha. So one Tana says, if they want to, they may do smicha. So Tosfos learned, Tosfos had the girsa in the Gemara Chagiga, they do smicha, imitation smicha. They have the hands floating on top of the animal. They can touch it, but they're not allowed to lean on the korban. Because a man is mukhif to do smicha, so the Xeris HaKosu has to lean b'chol koicha, so that's not an isra of avoyda b'kotchim. It's not violation of l'asav b'chol sherecha, but a woman is not mechuyev to, so she's not allowed to lean b'chol koicha. So the ganze machlokes hatanaim, when the nashim samchus v'shus, that we allow them to do an imitation smicha. So why not? What's so bad if, like today, the men and the women, they want to have a women's prayer group. So they said, you can't say kedusha, they can't have chazaras hashatz, can't have kriyas haTorah, they can't say kaddish, they can't say baruch hu. So it's an imitation minion. So some of the women are happy with that. Others realize the whole thing is a joke, but the whole thing is an imitation minion. So one Tana holds Nashim Samchas Mishus. Taisa says that's how we pass. And if they want, then they can do the imitation. The other Tana holds when you're not allowed to, because someone for sure is, someone may make a mistake, some of the women may not realize, only supposed to hold their hands like this. They may do smicha b'chol koichem, in which case they'll be in violation of the Yisur of Lesav and B'chol Sherecha. They violated Avoda. That's the cloud that the Gemara has. Let's say the only shofar available in town is a pasul or shofar. There's some kind of psul with the shofar. Only lulav, the only esrig, is a pasul or esrig. You have a lemon. You don't have an esrig. So should you take the lemon and not say a bracha, kadesh lo tishtakach mitzvah zalamin. So the children shouldn't, if you live in Russia under the communists, they're never going to see zalaminim. So maybe you should have an imitation mitzvah. They should do the mitzvah with pasula esrog and with pasula things. Kadesh lo tishtakach mitzvah zalamin. So the Gemara says no, because b'choshesh dilma nafik b'nei churva, a big kilkel may come out. Next year the children will think you can say the bracha on a lemon. So next year they'll say a bracha on a lemon. So whenever there's a chashash, then it may come, they kill kol, so we don't allow imitation mitzvah. That's the club. By the women's prayer group, much kilkel has come out. A lot, most of them do say Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu. They say everything. They learn Kriyas HaTorah. That's Keneged HaDin. Women can't say Adav Shebikdusha. That's against the Din. That's not the chashash Dilma Nafik Menei Churva. From day number one, it was Nafik Menei Churva. A kilkel did come out. Kriya is not Miyakev. Milchatchila, when it was Mafreshit, it doesn't lend itself to Kriya. The only time the Gemara says there in Bava Basra Daf Peyav the Kriya is Miak Ainah Roy Lablila, the Bilid and Makev, cut off the Bikurim from the ground. He intended to bring it himself, and then there was Nischayev in Havas Bikurim and a Mikra Bikurim. And then he changed his mind. He sends out the Shliach. So does Teignish the Shliach is Ainah Roy Lekriyas Aparsha. But if Melchatchila when he cut it off on the ground, he planned to send it out the Shliach. So then from the very outset, it never lent itself to. The mikra bikurim. Yeah. What if he cuts it off on the ground like tonight? That could be. I don't know. That's a new shaila. Gemara does. I don't think the Gemara discusses. What if he cuts it off? He says at the time he's not sure whether he's going to take it himself or he's going to send out a dish. Maybe it'll also work. Anyway, this is a topic. The Beis HaLevi has tshuvas. The Beis HaLevi raises a question regarding rikika. We paskal halacha like Rabbi Akiva. That the Kriyas HaPsukim is not Me'akev, and the Rikika is not Me'akev. The only thing that's Me'akev is the Chalitza Sassamble. But what if the person is in Elaim? So then, Kol Shein Arayla, the Kriya is Me'akev. So the Gemara said, then it's no good. So what if the person is able to speak, but they don't have a salivary gland? They can't make any saliva. The woman, the Yivama, has to spit on the floor, has to be Rokhan Nira Lainayim. I mentioned last week that there was going to be a chalitza on Friday. Right. So they had the chalitza. So the woman first, they said she should collect a lot of rok, because there has to be a lot of saliva that their dayanim should be able to see. So the first time she spit, no one saw anything. Then they told her, rub your neck over here. Apparently the salivary glands are somewhere over there. I don't know. So they said, and wait a few minutes and accumulate some more saliva. And then, so the second time she spit, everybody saw it. Then it was rok on Nira Lainai. Everybody saw the rikika. So the question is, what if a woman, the Yavama, has to do the rikika? She's unable physically. She doesn't have any saliva. Would you say, kol shein aroyla rikika, rikika miyav kevaz ba'la, kol shein aroyla kriya? If you're ilim, you can't speak, you're mute. You can't do the kriya sapsukim, so then the kriya sapsukim is mi'akev. Or the Beis HaLevi says, maybe it's not the same. The only thing that's really mi'akev is the chalitza, when you take off the shoe. At the time you take off the shoe, you are supposed to have said some of the psukim before. She's supposed to say, "Ve'en yibam lehakim shem leachem v'Yisrael lo yovel yavne." He says, "Lo chafatzti lekachta," and then she takes off the shoe. And after she takes off the shoe, then she does the rikika. And then you say, "Kocha yaselish shul yibnes beisachiv." So the Beis HaLevi raises a possibility: maybe if it ain't a royal kriya. Kriya me'akevaz boy, because at the time you did the chalitza, it was already incomplete. You didn't do the kriya sapsukim, and very incomplete. If you didn't do the kriya sapsukim, it's not me'akev. You didn't do it because not roi, like the Shagasari said, that's very incomplete. That's too incomplete, then you're not yotze. But if you're not roi l'rikika, that's after the chalitza. She's already meteris l'hinosei l'ashuk. So l'chatchila to do the mitzvah b'shalim musa, should she really... After you do the chalitza, sasandal, she should do the rikika. But you can't say The chalitza was incomplete. Why? Everything was done kaseder. She said the pasuk and he said the pasuk. Yavam says lechabatzi lekachta, and then she does the chalitza. Everything is fine. The next step, the rekikish, is not roi. So maybe since when you do the chalitza, she's ready mitaris leinos and ashuk. Nothing was missing yet. So maybe that's not called kolshen. Maybe that's not called kolshen roi to do the mitzvah bishleimus. Maybe it's only something is missing prior to the chalitza. Or maybe say no, the chalitza is the whole ceremony. If you're not physically able to do everything from the beginning to the end, so it's incomplete. Beis Halevi is not shuv. He has it in a footnote in a tshuva. He has tshuvas on this part of Yevamos. So he has in a footnote. He raises that stuff. So that's all business. Okay, that's what we discussed last week. Kol she'ein roi, kol she'ein. If you're not roi, l'kriyas ha'psukim, then l'kriyas ha'psukim is me'akeres. So now the Gemara has. We left off over here. As we started, we didn't really go too far. In the middle of Kuf Dalet Omid Beis, right in the middle, of Gemara says, Sholcha Leile Abu Adishmol. Shmuel's father was also Talmid Chacham, but it was known as Shmuel's father. Sholcha Leile Abu Adishmol. Okay, so someone sent a tshuva, psak to Abu Adishmol. Yivama Sherakako, if the Yivama did Rikike, once you do Rikike, you're not allowed to do Yibum. The Pasuk says, after you do the whole Chalitza, so then Yivama says, Kochi Yosalish. And then there's a mitzvah that the Bezdin and all the people standing there, it's the Gemara later, everyone should say, Chalutz Anal, Chalutz Anal, Chalutz Anal. So she says, Kochi Yosalish, Asher Lo Yivne, this is what we do because he doesn't want to do Yibum. So what do you mean, Asher Lo Yivne? Maybe he will do Yibum. Right now he doesn't want to do Yibum. So you should really say, Kochi Yosalish, Asher Lo Bonas Beisachim. He didn't agree. We ask him, he wanted to do Yibum, so he doesn't want to do Yibum. Now, we'll twist his arm. We don't let him do Yivam. We don't let anybody do Yivam. We discussed because Abba Shmuel says, quoted on Daf Lamed Tes on the base, it's a chumrah in the Rabbanan, that if you only do the Yibam because the sister-in-law is good-looking and because she's very wealthy family, because very miuchas digga family, he's not doing the Yibam, the Shem Mitzvah, doing the Shem Noya, the Shem Mammon, or the Shem Nishas, or something like that, then he says that the Oivan the Yisra Eshesach. So the Rishonim say, most of the Rishonim say it's only a Chumrah mid Rabbanan, but that's the Chumrah. And then the Tosfos said, that's how we paskin. At different times in history, the consensus changed. You have to follow the majority of the paskin. So at one period of time, the Psak was the Loi Kabashol. And then the period of time, the Psak was Kabashol. So that's a question. So the Svardim hold that the Din today is no longer like Abashol. It was reversed. And they officially still practice Yibum. For many years, they still, even after Hakamas HaMedina, a lot of the Sfarim is still practicing. Now, I don't think any of the Sfarim do. So now nobody does any Yibum. So that's a Shaila. What was the Psak? What was the final Psak? What was the consensus in the days of the later Tanur? So we say we don't allow any Yibum. So we ask the Yavam, is it true you don't want to do Yibum? He says, I don't want, even if he wants to, we'll break his head, we'll break his arm. So he says, he doesn't want to do Yibum. So then you do the chalitza. So why do you say, Kochi Yosalish Shelo Yivne, he will not marry me. Maybe he will marry her tomorrow. Maybe he'll see the light. So you do chalitza today because he doesn't want to do Yivne today. So the Gemara learns that in the pasuk, Kimisha Labona, Shuv Lo Yivne. Once you do chalitza, we don't permit you to do Yibum. You're only allowed to do Yibum, Kozman, you didn't do chalitza. Once you do chalitza, it's awesome. That's a question. The Rambam writes that that's only a din mid Rabban. Said that whole drasha, the Rambam and the Pirush and Mishnah, and the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah, a unique shita. He says that the din kivin shel Rabban is shuv leyibne. Once he does chalitza, he's not allowed to do yibum. That's only mid the Rabban. So the Rashba says, the Rashba quotes the Pirush and Mishnah, and he says it's against the Gemara. There's a Gemara before says beferish that it's an isa deraisa. How does the Rambam drey out of it? So the Rambam writes something in the Pirush and Mishnah. The Farem for the Gemara, the Rashba says, I don't know what he's talking about. The Rashba earlier, in one of the earlier prophets, so the Rambam says, there's a machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. We have a klal, en kiddush tovsim b'chai b'krisis. The whole story goes like this. There's a discussion in the beginning of Temura. What's the din? Milsa dam rachman ala sabed. If the Torah says you're not allowed to do something, the Torah says you're not authorized to do that. A guy goes ahead and he does it. Can I bring about a chalois? But he says, no, he's not a balabas. Torah says you're not allowed to do it. If I'm not allowed to cook basa b'chol, so I cook basa b'chol. Let's say I cooked with the rule ein on the mosa dovish ein shaloi. So Taisa says, what do you mean? I come into your house and I mix basa b'chol. If it doesn't become treif, Taisa says no. It becomes basa b'chol even if it happens by itself. Even if the milk falls into the flesh by itself and it gets cooked, you don't need das bima for that. But whenever, let's say, I deify your, you have a table at home, I start bowing down to your table, I decide that's Elokus. So, whenever you need das, bailim, whenever you need das, so I'm not a balamos to express my das on your property. So here also the Gemara says, if I cook, Torah says you're not allowed to cook basal. If I cook basal, it becomes treif. If it happens by itself, it's also treif. But let's say, the Torah says, you're not allowed to marry a sister. A kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha. So you can't get married automatically. You have to make kiddushin with das bailim. Chosin and the kala have to agree to get married. So would you say the kiddushin not topsin, the kiddushin are not topsin? What's the din? So the Gemara learns out from Sukkim that sometimes yes and sometimes no. How do you know? A man marries a woman who is asura olov. How do you know that the kiddushin are not topsin? Sometimes yes. Maybe it's never topsin. So the Gemara says no, there's a parsha in the Chumash. The man has two wives, and one wife he loves very much, the other wife he doesn't love. And the Bchor, the firstborn, was born to the Snua. So the Torah says, he's not allowed to give Pishnayim to the Ben Ha'huva. If the Ben Ha'snua is the Bchor, he gets Pishnayim. So what's the Havamina? Just because this wife he loves, and the other wife he doesn't love. Therefore, there's a havamina that the child who is born to the wife whom he doesn't love, he hates her. He hates that wife. So why should there be a havamina? The firstborn is the pchor. He gets b'shan. Why should it have to do with whether he loves the mother, he doesn't love the mother? Maybe it should depend whether he loves the child. But he loves the mother. What does it have to do? So the Gemara interprets, one wife he married behetta, the other wife he married be'isser. So one would have thought that was a prohibited marriage. So he's got a... He married a woman, a kohen marries a grusha, Yisrael marries a mamzeres, or a man marries a sister. Then they have a child. The child is going to be a cholo. If he's a kohen, the child is going to be a mamzer if he lives with a sister. So the question is he entitled to get pishnaim? The whole marriage was b'isr, and there's going to be even a psul over here. So one might have thought, if she's one is ahuv lefnei hamokim, one is snu lefnei hamokim. Doesn't mean snua, the husband doesn't love her. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is not happy with the marriage. So one would have had a good havamina to think that the bchor doesn't get pishnaim. So kamash malan the chumash that the bchor does get pishnaim. So you learn that from Sukkim that sometimes the kiddushin are topsin. Kisiena liish. Kisiena means havaya. Havaya means to be married, not just to be living with. Kisiena liish means that he has tfisas issues with two wives, and one of them is snua lefnei hamokim. So you see, kiddushin are sometimes topsin beisha hu asura alav. And then you have other psukim that kiddushin are not tofsin bechayv yikrisus. So sometimes the issue asura, the kiddushin are tofsin. Sometimes kohen marries a grusha, the kiddushin are tofsin. He's not allowed to live with her. He has to give her a get. Yisrael marries a mamzeris, the kiddushin are tofsin. He has to give her a get. So that's the machloikis abai v'rava, which is the rule and which is the exception to the rule. Gemara has in the beginning of Temura, machloikis abai v'rava, and there are two girsas which way Rava holds. We usually paskin like Rava, except for Yal Kagami Paschal Agabai, six cases. So here the two gears, which way did Rabbi say? Rabbi said, Milsa Darachman Aloysab, the Torah doesn't allow you to do it. So you're not a Balabas, the creator of Halois, like, I'm not a Bailam on your stuff. So even if I'm a Bailam to get married, I'm not a Balabas to marry I'm a Koyan, I'm not a Balabas to marry a Grusha, I have no right to do that. So maybe it's not chal. So there's a machlekes abai v'rabe in abstract. Milsa dam rachmanu lo sabadi avid mahani adam mahani. What's the machlekes? And the Gemara said because you have by kiddushin, sometimes it is chal, sometimes not chal. So which is the rule and which is the exception to the rule? They say chavi krisis is the rule that in principle it should really be milsa dam rachmanu lo sabadi avid lo mahani. It's never chal, and chavi lavin is the exception to the rule. Kiddushin atov simchai v'lam. They say no. Chayv Laban is the rule. Milsa d'achana le'sabed. Torah says you're not allowed to marry the grusha. The Yisrael is not allowed to marry the mamzeris. You have it mahani the kedusha nachal because it says kisiena liish achas snua. Kisiena means havaya. Tfisas kedusha. Gemara says b'holcha b'hoisa liish achas. Hoisa means havaya. Makish havaya liish havaya means getting married. So kisiena liish means that he's married to the two wives and one is snua lefnei hamokim. So that's the machlokes. Which is the rule and which is the exception to the rule? So regarding that din, sometimes kiddushin are tofsin beishu hasura, and sometimes not. So there's a big machlokes hatanaim. When are the kiddushin are tofsin, when the kiddushin are not tofsin? So we pass in la halacha We pass on halacha that it depends on chabikrisis. That if the woman is married to someone else and eshes sinch, that's an isa kares. That's an isa misa also. That's an isa kares. So ain't kedushin tofsin. I give a ring to a girl who's married to someone else. Kedushin on that tofsin. I give a ring to my sister. It's chabikrisis and kedushin tofsin. I give a ring to my daughter, to my shviger, to my daughter-in-law. Whenever it's chabikrisis and kedushin tofsin. A kohen lives with a grusha is chabilabin. Okay, Yisrael marries a mamzeres, that's chavilam, it's a kiddushin atofsin. You're not allowed to, it's not the bidiyevid, he's allowed to live with her. He has to give her a get. He's not allowed to live with her, but the kiddushin achal, and he has to give her a get. She's not going to be materis lashuk without a get. So we pass on halacha that it all depends on chavikrisis. Whenever there's chavikrisis, then except for a nida. Neither, despite that, let's say a girl didn't go to mikveh before the chuppah, you should say ain't kedushin tofsin because it's chabikrisis. So the Gemara learns off in the pasuk. It's earlier, I think, daf nem tes. So the Gemara says usahi nidasa alav usahi is miloshen habayi. Here the last line of mem tes. I'm now going over to amid base. Amar habayi hakol moedim all the tanoim agree that bo'al anida the vlad is not a mamzer. Otherwise, we'd have a lot of people who would be mamzer. Many people don't observe taras hamishpat. Many people. They don't know, the woman didn't realize, she made a mistake, she went to mikveh, pasul at mikveh, whatever. So the din is, we learn from a pasul, the vlad from a nida is not a mamze, and the kiddushin atofsin. The Gemara says on the top of Amud Beis, how do you know kiddushin atofsin? Shenemar, v'sihi nidasa lov, v'sihi is miloshen habaya. Afil b'shas nidasa, tafsid bo kiddushin. Kiddushin atofsin, by a nidah, nidah is the exception to the rule. Despite the fact that there's an isa kares, the kedusha on a tofsin, the nidah and the vlad is not a mamzer. That's the gemara. But usually the rule is the way we pass nalocha, it depends on chavikrisis. Whenever there's chavikrisis leading up nidah, that's an exception. Chavikrisis ain't kedusha tofsin, the vlad is a mamzer. Rabbi Kiva holds even chavilavin. Kedusha tofsin a chavilavin, and the vlad is a mamzer. So then within Rabbi Kiva, there are three different versions. How far did Rabbi Kiva work? Rabbi Kiva has to agree that there is some case in the world that the woman is an iser, she's snur lefnei hamakom and the kedushin atofsin. That's a pasuk kisiyena liish achasnua. Snur means snur lefnei hamakom. So all the Tanaim agree there must be at least one case in the world. The Gemara says it could be that that case is only a kohen gadol bealmana. That's iser sheina shava bakol only applies to kohen gadol and bealmana because. Why a bula? Because only an essay. Almana there's a lav, and bula there's only an essay. It's only an isa essay, and it's in a shavu bakol. It could be that the pasuk only goes on one case, one rare case, and a bula lekain go. There are three different versions how far Rabbi Kiva went. Need to have a different pasuk. See, nidos
olav. But the one case
means she's always a nida. She was always a nida.
Yeah, sure.
She had a David. I don't know. Got to look in the Gemara. I don't know. It's an interesting question. So the. Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos, the Rambam asks on himself the kasha of the Rashba. The Gemara says beferish that once you do chalitza, it's an isa deraisa to do yibum. The isa reish esach comes back. My brother was married to the woman. Isa reish esach is an isa kores. When the brother dies, he leaves no children. Then b'makom yibum is muta. But once you do chalitza, the Gemara learns kivin shalabana shuru leyibna. You're not allowed to marry her. It's an isa reish esach. So the Rambam says, yes, the Gemara says it's an Isra Deraisa, but what's the context of that Gemara? Gemara says it within the discussion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that the Vlad is Mamzer Mechai V'Lavin, and Ein Kiddushin Tofsin Mechai V'Lavin. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Akiva, Chalutzasa, Habal Chalutzasa is Ein Kiddushin Tofsin. It's an Isra Deraisa, Ein Kiddushin Tofsin. But the Rambam says, since we don't pasken like Rabbi Akiva, we pasken Chai V'Lavin, Kiddusha not tofsin. So the whole din of chalutza, you know, landmark chalutza, the whole din is only an asmachtam and the rabban. It's not a din deraisa. Rashi asks, what does it got to do with Rabbi Kiva and the rabban? Rabbi Kiva and the rabban, and all, you get the impression from the Gemara, you learn from the pasuk, kivin shalabban shuv liyibna. Once they did chalitza, you know, let it yibam, that's a din. Muskam, everybody agrees. The Rashi, everybody agrees that's the din. Once you do chalitza, you know, let it yibam. Now there's a machalek, it's a bekivin rabbanon. If a man is mekadosh a mamzeres, if a kohen is mekadosh a grusha, had the kedushin tofsin. So there's one version of Rabbi Kiva. If a man is mekadosh a mamzeres, Rabbi Kiva says a kedushin on a tofsin, chavi lavin. And we don't agree. So here the man, the yavam, did chalitza, then he goes and he does kedushin on the yavama. So there's an isa deraisa, kivish alabana shuvli yivna. And I said, Chalitzasai, and now I married the woman, your sister in law, whom you did Chalitza to, The Yisra'el Shesach comes back again. So it's a Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbana by the Kiddush and Atopsim. But they all agree that it's an Issa, Deraisa. Why did the Rambam say it's totally Zebzeh? The Rambam says no. The Gemara only said it's an Issa, Deraisa according to Rabbi Akiva. According to the Rabbana, and it's only an Issa, the Rabbana. Why should it depend on Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbana? Rav Soloveitchik gave a biur in the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos. He said like this, according to Rabbi Akiva, Chavilavin is also like an erva. Ein kiddushin tofsin, and the vlad is a mamzer. So originally, my brother was married to this woman, so there was a chavikrisis. My brother dies, so then I have a heter to do yibum. So if I do yibum, then the Yisra'el Shesach is mutter. Once you do chalitza, it reverts back to the original. It's not exactly the same. There's no kores. Let's say my brother dies leaving children. So then the Yisra'el Shesach is going to be kores. If the yavam, my brother dies leaving no children, and the yavam, and I do chalitza, then I marry her, there's not going to be kores over there. The kores is gone already. Since I was allowed to do yibum, the kores is gone, but there'll be an isa lav. Lo yivne, kochi osa shel lo yivne, kim shel abana shel lo yivne, it'll be a lav. But it'll be a hemshech. Before there was an Yisra'el Shesach with Koris, now there's an Yisra'el Shesach without Koris. So the Rambam holds, this is only Nitan Dahiyomer, Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. That Chavi Labin is Ein Kiddush and Tosin, and Chavi Krisis is ever said. Started off as a real Yisra'el Shesach, Bishlai Muso, with an Isa Koris. And now because she was not fearless Liyibum, and there was a time that I could have done Yibum, and I chose not to, I did Chalitza. So after I do the Chalitza, so the Yisra'el Shesach is lowered down to an Isa Lav, but it's a Hemshech from before. So I leave it to Rabbi Akiva. Shach to say a hemshach because he holds Rabbi Akiva hoyes a chayv lavin ka chayv krisis. But I leave it to halacha. We pass ka chayv lavin is not an erva. In kiddush and not tofsin. The blood is not a mamzer. So there's no hemshach. How can you say it's an isha eish esach hemshach from before? Before there was an isha eish esach with koris, and now it's only a chayv lavin. There's no hemshach, especially according to the Rambam. The Rambam Shita is about all the Chayv Lavin. It's a person, a Kohen marries a Grusha. That's a later shtick there. The Kohen all fall in love with Grushas. It's a new Mishnah, guys. Kohen falls in love. I can't marry anybody. The only girl in the world is this Grusha. So you're not allowed to marry Grusha. So they have a shtick. They'll get married by the justice of the peace. And the Rambam says it's only an Issa Deraisa of Kiddush Abal. If you're Mekadosh the woman and then you live with her, then it's an Issa Deraisa. If he's not Mekadosh her, if you're not Mekadosh, the Kohen is not Mekadosh the Grusha, so the Minchas Chinuch understood in the Ram, that's only an Issa de Rabbanan. I remember years ago, I was before Bar Mitzvah, they wrote this up in the Anglo-Jewish newspapers in America. There was a Shofet Kohen, he had learned in yeshivas when he was younger, and he later on in life or whatever, he wasn't that observant, so he Shofet Kohen was a Kohen. He was one of the justices on the Supreme Court in Medina Yisrael. And then he fell in love with a Grusha, so he went to, he married her, then he came to her and said, I was married already. So he came to her, so married. So they interviewed him in the newspapers. They said, are you talking? You're not allowed to marry a Grusha. So he wasn't observant, apparently. So he says, according to the Rambam, it's only an Issa de Rabban. Only an Issa, still us, it's only a de Rabban. You ever saw Rav Shach? It was one of the three Rosh Yeshiva in Panavij Yeshiva. So the Panavij Rav always insisted that the Rosh Yeshiva have to have a sabbatical, and they have to write a sefer when they take off a sabbatical. So that's a mazel. So Rav Shach, every couple of years, every 6-7 years, had a sabbatical, and he wrote another sefer. Put out 7 svarim, 8 svarim, I don't know, put out a lot of svarim, on the Rambam. And Rav David Pavarsky also. Rav Shmuel Razovsky didn't, I don't know, took the sabbatical or not. But Rav David Pavarsky did. He put out a few svarim, Shua's David, put out svarim also on Shulchan Aruch, different thing. Rav Shach Svarim has long essays on the Rambam. Long essays. So there's one volume on this chelik about the Kiddush and Igitin issues. Then at the end of the volume, he has a short paragraph. The Minchas Chinuch made a mistake. Minchas Chinuch says, according to the Rambam, if a Kohen lives with a Grusha, but he wasn't Kiddush, it's only an Issa Rabbanon, it's not correct. The Rambam didn't mean that it's only an Issa de Rabbanon. He meant there's a Chatzi Shir, Chazer Kazayas. Then you get Malkas. We eat Chazer less than the Kazayas, Chatzi Shir Osam and Torah, but you don't get Malkas. So the Rambam didn't mean to say that if the coin is not Mekadosh, the Grusha, it's only an Issa Darabon. It's an Issa Daraisa, but it's not the Issa Bishlei Musa. The Issa Bishlei Musa is only Kiddush Abal. What did he write? One little paragraph. I'm sure he has other comments. So looking back in retrospect, at the time I never heard of Rav Shach before my Bar Mitzvah. And then when I saw the Sefer, I didn't. But then I put two and two together. The Sefer was put out right after this Shofet Kohen, was interviewed in the newspaper, and they printed it all over. He said he's only a violation of an Issa Derabon. So Shach put in this one paragraph, no long maracha, usually has a long maracha, and he brings Rayas, and he fits in the Rambam to all the other Rambams, and he fits into the Gemara. Here he has one little paragraph. He said that it's incorrect. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik explained. According to the Rambam, when a Yisrael marries a Mamzera, so the Kohen marries a Grusha, the Kohen Goy marries an Almon, it's a Chayv Yelavin, the full Issa Bishlimus is only Kiddush HaBoal. So he said it's not really an Issa Bia, it's an Issa Ishus. A couple that's married, normally they live together. So the Issa Bishlimus is only Kiddush HaBoal. If he's Baal below Kiddushin, he also didn't think like the Menachas Chena, that's only with the Rabbanon, but it's an Issa Shalom Bishlimus. The Bia is also Betoris HaMaisa Ishus. But if you have a chayvi krisis, and kiddushin tops in the chayvi krisis, a chayvi krisis, it's an isa bia. You can't say it's an isa rishis. So that's what he said, according to Rabbi Akiva, that haya oise chayvi lavin ke chayvi krisis, that both and kiddushin tops in. So you can say that kibish alabana shuv le yivna, the yavam who does chalitza is not allowed to do yivim afterwards, it's an isa deraisa. It's a hemshach from the original isa. The original isa rishis sachat koris. And now, since she was kukali yavam, he was allowed to do yibum. He chose not to. He did. Once you do chalitza, so you still have the yisur eishesach, but in a lower form. Lower form, it's only a lav. So you can say it's a hemshach from before. Aliba de Rabbi Kiva. Hayoyse chavi lavin kechavi krisis. It's a hemshach from before. Before it was kares, and now it's a lav without kares. But according to the chachamim of the Rabbi Kiva, chavi lavin chavi krisis are a different world. This is an yisur bi, and that's an yisur ishus. They're totally different. So you can say, Kivish alabana shuv le'ivne, it's a hemshach from the Yisr eshesach, but the Yisr is lowered, so it doesn't have kara, only it's halav. Once you say it, it's only a lav, then the whole nature of the Yisr is different. So that's what motivates, that's what the Rambam, he says it. He says that Gemara that says it's an Yisr, the rest is only a libra Rabbi Akiva, according to the Rabbana, and it's only the Rabban. That's what the Rambam holds. And the Chachamim disagree, and the other Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. Yeah, the Kiddushin at Tovsin, the Kohen didn't marry her b'chupa the Kiddushin. He only married her in Cyprus, a civil marriage, yeah. So that was a big machlekes over the years. Mikra Din, if someone gets married civilly, he doesn't have a chupa the Kiddushin. So you go to the justice of the peace, you can be Mekadosh and Ish, and he kesu ishtar bia. He didn't do any of them, l'shein Kiddushin. But they're living together. Is that called bia l'shein Kiddushin? So the Gemara says, maybe we should say, people are religious. Every other person's living without marriage. So years ago, Bishanim Sha'ovru said people are oifstandig and mentioned. A person wouldn't want to live with a woman without Eilon Amasa Bilosa Bilosnus. So he certainly meant to live with her the Shem Kiddushin. He's Mekadosh of the Bia. But you need Eilis Lekim Adovah. So if the religious people live in a neighborhood and they know that this man and woman are living together, Gedarech Yishtoi Yishtoi, so we said that they're the Edom, the Kiyam Adover, and the Kiddushi Biyah. So that was a big shot. So there was used to be a rabbi in London years ago, Rabbi Tzvi Ferber. He learned in Slabodka. He wrote Zichronis about the Altar from Slabodka, a different rabbana, very colorful. He lets out all the secrets from Slabodka, all the stories from Slabodka. He published a lot of svarim. Most of the svarim are drushes. But he published one sefer before the war, where he sent letters to all about the dinim in Europe to ask him, what do they do if a couple was married civilly but they never had a chuppah v'kiddushin? Do you require a get? So ruba de ruba of the rabbanim, of the bati dinim, they all said the same thing. L'chatchila we require a get, because maybe he was boy l'shem kiddushin. But bottom line, if they can't get the husband to give a get, mikra din, they hold that you don't really need a get. And the only two who said that you need a get li'kuvah were Rav Henkin from New York and the Ragachava. The Ragachava had a whole different explanation. Din Pilegesh, a funny explanation. And the Dvar Avram has a whole essay to try to make sense out of what the Ragachava said. They mean it's a Pilegesh, and Pilegesh issues is chal you to get. And Rav Henkin from New York, that was Yodua. But people used to say it's a machlekes Rav Henkin and Rav Moshe Feinstein. It's not a machlekes Rav Henkin and Rav Moshe. It's machlekes, 98% of the rabbonim in Europe said like Rav Moshe, and the Ragachava said the same as Rav Henkin, but for totally different reason. Henkin didn't say because of the Pilegesh. So that was a big machlekes. We'll have to stop here. What we're going to discuss is the nature of that din. Once you do chalitza, you're not allowed to do yibum. Either it's a din deraisa, a din derabbanan. So the Gemara is going to discuss what if the chalitza was done improperly. Let's say they did a chalitza with slippers instead of using shoes, a leather shoe. Would you say also, since he did a chalitza? But we're going to start that tonight. Okay, we'll leave that next week. We'll have to start. In its big sedra, the Torah tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appoints Moshe Rabbeinu as Elohim, Loshen Chol, like it says in Parshas Mishpatim, Nikar Balabai Selhu Elohim, is Loshen Chol, it means a Dayan, a Shofet. So Moshe Rabbeinu was going to paskin that the Mitzvim deserve a punishment, and each one had a different degree of a punishment. It says when the Arbe, and when the Kinim, when there was Orov, the wild animals were running all over the place, so it says above, Paro was punished to a greater degree. The members of his cabinet are punished to a little lesser of a degree. And the merits Mitzrayim was punished to less of a degree. Each one got anointed to a different degree. It was a punishment. Each one was, Paro was more guilty than the others. And the cabinet was more guilty than the rest of the Mitzrayim. That's what Mitzrayim weren't sympathetic to the Jews. So they were all held guilty. And the Gemara said, the Tosefta says in Saita, that the maximum mishpat rishon b'gehenim, the worst anybody suffers gehenim is yud beis chodesh. That's why the minig is that if it's you say in kaddish after a parent, you don't say for 12 months, you only say for 11 months, to act as if our parents went to gehenim. The maximum gehenim is 12 months, and the mitzrayim were punished. The esamakas were spread out over mishpat mitzrayim was also yud beis chodesh. Each one of the esamakas took approximately a month. And it took altogether, it took 33 days, something like that, each one. So it took all 12 months they were punished. So that was one bechina, that the Esa Makas was a punishment in the Mitzrim. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Elohim, the Shoifet, the Paskin, that they deserved this Eilish. And then, the Ribbono Shel says, there's another reason why he's giving the Makas. V'yidaitan ki ani Hashem. He says it a few times, that the Bnei Yisrael, who are going to survive through all of this, the Ribbono Shel wants to demonstrate all the Ikori Hamunah. When we tell Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night, we're supposed to tell about the Esa Makas, and we're supposed to say that our parents told us, that their parents told them all the way back, they had a tradition, they witnessed all of these Esa Makas, they witnessed Makas Bechairis, there was Gilu Shechina, they witnessed Kriyas Yamsa, they witnessed Manan HaSinai. So all of these Mopsim and Eretz Mitzrayim served as evidence that all of the Ikori Hamuna are correct. They saw that there's an invisible God in heaven, and all the other Avodah Zarahs all Sushoftim Be'Eloheihem, knocked down all the Avodah Zarahs. There's only one God of Hashlita. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything that's happening, that there's Schar B'Yonesh, there's such a thing as Nevuah, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, sometimes he said over Dinim, some of the Dinim were HaRoshua, some of the Dinim were Dinim L'Doris. So whenever he said the Dinim L'Doris, he said in a booming voice, it was Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Ranai. When he said, "Oh, but the dinim hayrasha," it wasn't shchina medaberes mitakran. It was plain. It was normal, like a navi. So all of the korah hamuna were demonstrated on the occasion of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's what the Bnei Yisoscha has a sefer in halacha that's called Derech Pikudecha. From time to time, it's a sefer on mitzvahs. He goes like the sefer chinuch. He goes pirei berivya, and then bris mila, then kiddush hanoshe, and Kiddush HaChodesh. It goes to the middle of Mishpatim and it ends there, around 55 mitzvahs or so. Chassidim are not sure whether he never wrote the rest or the rest was lost, but it's only printed till the middle of Mishpatim. So he has on Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim, next week's Sedra, he quotes from one of the earlier Rachman, I think from Nalochas Ketanas, from Aram Chagiz. He says on Pesach night, when you tell over Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim to your children, to your grandchildren, you should tell over how Yidaitan Kani Hashem. From all of these, we learned the lesson that there's Yidias Hashem. Hashem knows everything that we're doing. That there's Schar V'Yonesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards the righteous and he punishes the wicked. And there's such a thing as Nevuah. And then the voice Moshe Rabbeinu is on a higher level of that of the other Nevi'im. Whenever Moshe Rabbeinu says a din l'doris, we saw that it was Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Ran. Whenever he said a din hayrashah, so it was a regular Navi. All of the Ikor HaMuna were demonstrated. The Tzlach has a famous kasha, the Nadi Behuda has a Sefer HaBrachos that's called Tzion HaNefesh Chaya. I think his mother's name was Chaya, so she passed away, so he wanted to memorialize the mother. So he called the Sefer Tzion, has nothing to do with it. So Tzion HaNefesh Chaya is called the Tzlach. So HaBrachos, he's bothered with a kasha. The Rambam lists off in the Sefer HaMitzvahs what his opinion are the 613 mitzvahs. So he mentions the mitzvah of Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim at Pesach night, but there's a mitzvah in the Torah of Zechiris Tzias Mitzrayim every day of the year. Turns it out in the pasuk, machlekes was only bayom or even balayla, whether you have to say bayom or balayla, by ma'ariv or only by shachris. But it's a mitzvah deraisa every day to mention zechiras Mitzrayim. How come the Rambam didn't count that in the million of mitzvah? Why does it only count Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night by the Seder? Why doesn't he count the mitzvah of zechiras Mitzrayim? So there's several interesting answers that are given. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say over and answer the name of Rav Chaim. I remember when I met Rav Beryl Soloveitchik once in Eretz Yisrael, he asked me, how come Rav Soloveitchik doesn't print all the Torah that he has from his father? So I said, he's about to print. He was going to print the Kuntras on Krishma. I said, oh, what does it have there? So I said, he has about the Tzlach's Kasha. Why doesn't the Rambam count? So he said, oh, he said over the Torah. So I said, Rav Chaim, that was one Torah that he got. Rav Beryl said, why, there's another answer. I said, Rav Soloveitchik used to like the other answer better. And Rav Beryl had never heard of it. So Rav Soloveitchik said the other answer, that the Rambam's opinion is that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day is not an independent mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. You have to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim because of the fact that we were told about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Like it says in Aseres HaDibur, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Shehotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So the Ibn Ezra quotes a kashu from Rabbi Yehuda Levi. Why didn't he say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Shebarasu Shamayim Oretz? That's bigger. So he says, because they didn't witness Bria Soilim. Nobody was there. Adam Arishim was created after the whole Bria Soilim took place. Baruch Shalom tells him, you witnessed Yetzias Mitzrayim. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Shehotzeisicha. You know that it's true. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, B'Shem Rav Chaim, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day is part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. The Rambam says, how much do you have to say for Kriya Shema? So there are four different opinions. So the Ramban sheet, only Pasuk Rishon, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, is the Raisa, everything else is the Rabban. The sheet, the Rashi in the first Mishnah in Baruch is the Parsha Bishoina, is the Raisa, and the second Parsha of Oyam Shema is only the Rabban. Taisis, the first Taisis in Baruch is disagrees with Rashi, they hold the first two Parshas are the Raisa Kriya Shema, says the third Parsha is the Chiyos Yisrael Shem, has nothing to do with Kriya Shema. And the Rambam is the fourth sheet, the Rambam says no, all the three Parshas are for the mitzvah Kriya Shema. The third parsha has nothing to do with Kriya Shema. The third parsha is because of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's Rav Soloveitchik explained the Rambam. No. The third parsha is, we mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have a historical tradition that Yetzias Mitzrayim is a fact that really happened. And on the occasion of Yetzias Mitzrayim, all the Ikur HaMunim is gala to us. The Rebbe Shalom said, I'm going to make Nisim and Aflois in Mitzrayim in order that the Jews should know that all the Ikur HaEmunah are true. So that's why that was a suggestion. The Rambam didn't count it as a separate mitzvah. It's not a separate mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, to be Mekabel HaMachos HaMayim Vayidei Haskoras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's what the Rebbe Shalom said. He's doing all the Nisim that the Jewish people should know that these are facts. All the Ikur HaEmunah were demonstrated to us at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim.
That was only for Yud Beis Chodesh that you were again. It was thought that it sounded like it was an ongoing thing for Titus, the Torah, Titus Megidah.